F and V. In my language, you have only one sound for both of them, and in English, they sound different way. Yeah. It brings me out of balance while trying to figure out the essence. Then the easy thing is just leave it, never fall out of balance. Because then you have in mind there must be a difference and what could it be, and it's a sort of protection. It protects you from interpreting things. And it's always a path to detect things. And when you have an answer like the F is like this and the V like that, you might discover that it still can be different. Because sounds are living beings. They have a certain freedom. Otherwise they wouldn't be alive. So you cannot box them. But you can try to understand them, to approach them. Where do you live now? And one approach can be that, and in fact it was given by Rudolf Steiner too, suggestions, where could you place which sound in which zodiac sign? And then and the question is the difference between F and V, huh? And it's taken from the German language. So the V in the English language is different from the V the Germans use most of the time. But if you become emotional, was, yeah, then you also just use the other way of expressing things. Yeah, it's not, but it's just the archetypal approach of a nation to a sound, which is like this. But all other qualities, they're just in us anyway. Sounds are only energy systems of the body. And people who developed speech learned to use these systems. Systems which roll, such systems which are able to make a structure around something. Systems which are able to push. Systems which are able to be tender, touch something, yeah, feel something. And these systems are working together to create the processes of the body which are needed, because you need processes which build something and you need processes which dissolve it again, that it doesn't become old and stiff and poisonous maybe even. Yeah, so all this contradictory. And each sound, in a way, is a contradiction to the other one. When you take the zodiac, then the specific idea of the zodiac is that these 12 signs don't have anything in common. Yeah, that's the specific thing. Yeah, they are different. And now with the and the yeah, they belong, or you can attribute them to Cancer. And when you look how the signs, the sounds are attributed to signs, you can notice that when you go through the body, which is a picture of the signs from Aries, the V, and Taurus, the R, and then the Gemini, the Ha. And there it starts that you have a twofoldness comes about. You have an ha, which becomes white, but you also can have an ha, which, ha, that's mine. Ha, yeah, ha, who are you? I'm here, yeah. And then it continues that you go down from Gemini to Cancer, and there you have F and V. And then in Leo, you have T and D. And in Virgin, you have B and P. And in Libra, you have ts and you have h. And in Scorpio, you have s and sh. And in here in the Sagittarius, you have g and k. And then down to, but then in the knees, you have only L. In the calves, you have only M. And in the thighs, you have only N. So you have a part in the middle, and it's actually called the middle human being. And you have an upper human being, lower human being. But the middle human being always has two sounds in one sign. And there you can say, okay, one sound is more attributed to the lower system, to our blood system, to our energetic system, to our bodily system. And another one is more attributed to our upper system, our system of light, our system of our inner voice, our home where we come from as spiritual beings. And in a way, these are contradictions, and these middle realms combine them. So you have one sound, one energy, behind the Cancer quality, behind the F and the V. But one time it's more playing with the lower system, or more dealing with it. And the other one is more playing with the upper system. And most of the time it's like this, that the, you have a hard sound and a soft sound, a T and a D, a B and a P, yeah? A SH and a S, and so on. And most of the time the hard sounds have more to do with the light-orientated upper system. It has to be like this. And the soft sounds have more to do with the lower system. I need a little bit of space, and then I'm happy. Go. It's no problem for me to keep you away. I don't mind. I can stand here for 10 years. You won't come here. That's my space. Go. Yeah, the inside of the book. Yeah. And now the F and the V also have these two different orientations, but here it's not so easy to say which is what, because when you, that's a saying of Steiner, when you say something about the world, about how things relate to each other, always the opposite is always also just. And you must find both the truth in both of them to be in reality. So if I bring it one way now, you could easily turn it around. It does not make it wrong. Yeah? But it's just you can work with it like this. But you can could also work with it the other way around. And then you look at the F. It has a lot, both the V and the F bring our, in some way, the spiritual home of us into the world. And the F is the harder sound. So here you have, you would say it's the upper system. But the F is searching for the way, for the path through the body. As if you would pump air into a bicycle's wheel, yeah? Then you need to have put to create this pressure first, and then you bring it in. And so in the F, you just collect what's there, and you bring it in. And then you feel the resistance in a way of the what is it? What makes the lower body hard? Huh? Yeah? And then you go, and then you let go again, and then you have a second push, and now I make it. The first one is to come in touch, because you need contact to find out how can I make it. If you do some sort of Budo, you have first make contact and then you can maybe do something. And here, make contact with what is resisting your intentions. Take a breath and go for it. And then return it yourself. Yeah, that's so important with the F. And with the V, that's the soft way of speaking it. And it's not so much looking, it goes differently through the body, because you also connect with your spiritual space, your spiritual background. But then you take it and you accompany it with attentiveness. And you bring it, make it to arrive at somebody else, and you use it as a perception for something. I perceive what is there. I'm not penetrating it to arrive there, but I use all my attentiveness to arrive there. And on the way, I am accompanying each little part of the movement, each millimeter. I sense, how am I on the way? How am I still attentive? Do I still bring? Did I not get it? Lose it? Is it still alive? And here it's just, is it still alive? Never mind, I just want to bring it. Yeah. So through the body, full of energy, full of joy, full of wisdom. Steiner says F is, please know what I know. Yeah. Here is a lot of knowledge and it should come into the world. And the V just brings it in order to heal, not to convince somebody. Yeah? It's just here. Does it fit? Is it what you need? Can you feel it? Does it do good? But you also use your body, because the senses are body experiences. So you might also use your lower body, because you're in the sense of touch, you're in the sense of movement, you are in the sense of life, you are in the sense of touch. Things which have a lot to do with the lower senses which we are dealing with in this course.